Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 29, the third paragraph. We hope no one will consider ending, "Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing." Reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Terry H., 12 Traditions, Yvonne A. Reader of the text, Lorraine N. Shelley E. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Dion R. The reference number for Tuesday, September 20th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,425. That's 19425. And for this morning, Wednesday, September 21st, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 19,431. That's 19431. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Noelle E., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your service, Dawn. My name is Terry H. from Pensacola, Florida. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps. We admitted we were powerless over food and our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove all of our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be of service today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Terry H. I will now ask Yvonne A. to read the 12th tradition. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dawn. My name is Yvonne A. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from BC, Canada. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Yvonne A. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 29, the third paragraph. We hope no one will consider ending, "Yes, I am one of them too, I must have this thing," reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. I will now ask Lorraine N. to read and share with us.
Good morning, Dawn. May I be heard?
You sure can.
Oh, good morning, and thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Lorraine N., a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Oregon. Here we go. We hope no one will consider these self-revealing accounts in bad taste. Our hope is that many alcoholics, men and women, desperately in need, will see these pages. And we believe that it is only by fully disclosing ourselves and our problems that they will be persuaded to say, "Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing." Well, that's one of the sentences right there, "Yes, I must have this thing," that always gives me goosebumps. And I'm certainly grateful for the woman who fully disclosed herself at my very first OA meeting over 40 years ago in Boston. She stepped to the front of the room. It was a huge meeting. I couldn't believe it when I walked in. It was at Boston University in a lab somewhere there. And she talked about living on the fourth floor of an apartment building, no elevator, and how she would binge at night. And then when she couldn't eat anymore, she'd bring the food down and toss it in the dumpster 4 flights in the alley. And later on in the night, she would go down and pull that food out of the dumpster with the mice and the rats and everything else running around back there. And she became my first sponsor because I couldn't believe there was someone else on the earth that pulled food out of the trash and off the floor and everything else. So, if she hadn't been that honest, I don't know if I would have been felt free enough to share my truth with her. And so that was the beginning of a very long journey until I arrived at Visions 3 years ago when I really started learning about this book and what it actually says. And this has just been the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I have to say that for me, I've had two and a half great sponsors in this program, and they both guided me through the steps lovingly and gently. And eventually I was able to get rid of my God of my indoctrination, which was a punishing God. And today I have a beautiful higher power. One of the best things I was taught was to sit and ask God. And I never knew it was that simple, that I could sit quietly, ask, and listen. That's the other thing. I wasn't real good at listening. And when I placed my focus on cultivating my relationship with a beautiful, loving, gentle, higher power, my food and everything else in my life began to fall into place. And that's just my truth. That has been my personal experience. So the focus for me is what this book tells me, to help me find a higher power that can solve all my problems and that I can go to. I don't have to hide my problems. I mean, he knows anyway, he, she, it, whatever your choice is. So I bring my stuff to my higher power. And together and with the help of other recovered members in this program, I have a beautiful life today. You know, I don't have a charmed life, but I have a charmed attitude more and more with the practice of these beautiful 12 steps. So thank you very much. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you so much, Lorraine N., for getting us started. I'll now be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Candy.
Was that
Happy
Candy?
Jo P.
Candy
yes.
P. Okay.
Yes.
And who else?
Kathy Jo P.
Jamie.
Kathy Jo P.
Jamie M.
Jamie M.
Jody.
Roz G. Jamie H. Dana P. Okay, I have Candy P., Kathy Jo P., Jamie M., Roz G., and Dana P. Did I miss someone?
Jody H.
Jody H. Okay, let's stop there. Candy P., please
Robin
get us...
P.
Okay, I'll add you to the list there, Robin. Thank you. I missed you.
Thank you.
All right. So, Candy P., please get us started, followed by Kathy Jo P.
Hi, and thank you very much for making this meeting possible. My name is Candy P., and I live in Nyack, New York. And this really resonated with me. I walked into the rooms in 2008. I'm Jewish, and I hadn't been in churches. And my first two meetings were in two different churches, and that alone made me uncomfortable. And then some very lovely woman sent me an email, something about being diseased. And I really bristled because I had enough different things in my childhood. I did not want to believe I had a disease. And I think I wrote her back, and I don't think it was the nicest of emails. But thank you, higher power, God, whatever you believe in. I found a sponsor 2 years ago, this October, who I had known for a long while. But I saw the difference in her, and I asked her if she would sponsor me, and she said yes. And she took me to the vision program, and through the vision steps. And for the first time, I began to realize what this was all about, because in the beginning, when I came in, I thought to myself, oh, come on. You mean God has an interest in what I put in my mouth with all the problems there are in this world? But in vision, I realized that when I put food in my mouth, that has certain reactions on me that is keeping me from being centered, from connecting to whatever my higher power is. And once I discovered that, I can truly say I found peace, I found contentment, and now I've actually found happiness. No, my life is not perfect. Nobody is. But when I run into something serious, I say, I have a higher power, and thank you, God, and I feel centered, and I know I can handle it. So thank you to everyone who created Vision 10 years ago, and thank you so much to my sponsor. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Candy P. from New York. Kathy Jo P., followed by Jamie M. Go ahead, Kathy.
Good morning. Kathy Jo P., recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis. And this, if you have this true line, or I must have this thing, or for me it was, running years and years with the food or staying still with the food or getting into my control, which I believe was a humongous part of my disease, is thinking that I had this thing licked. And by doing this or that, I would be okay, only to be back, at a bottom, which for me included weighing over 300 pounds. Which for me included completely broken relationships. I was at a battle with food, and I was at a battle with myself and my life. And then I was in the rooms in the 80s, and then I came back in 2012. And again, I had not completely surrendered, and I was stuck. And actually, my life may have even been in more disorder because I had put down some of my alcoholic foods, but I had not learned how to take the edge off by clinging to these steps and working these steps like my hair was on fire and being in a relationship with my higher power. And thank God I met someone who kept saying the truth to me rather than being on my side. And finally, one day, I said to her, you take people through the steps, don't you? Will you take me? And I truly believe when I asked her to help me and to be my guide, that was my surrender, step zero. And I let go of more alcoholic foods, and I got into this meeting and felt like, I was okay. But if we don't work this program, our recovery is based on our spiritual condition, we get back in trouble. And I found myself this past January needing to ask a guide again to take me through these steps because I was overeating when I went out to eat. And, it was humbling, but I had to realize I am not here to win an award for length of abstinence or having a perfect program. I am here to have my life saved. And thank God I got back in January, Martin Luther King's birthday. And in April, I found out that my husband was in relapse in his addiction. And I'm now back working this program with both a codependency and a compulsive overeating sponsor. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy Jo P. from Minnesota. Jamie M., please share with us, followed by Roz G.
Hi, I'm Jamie M. in Southern California for the week, right now from Florida. Thank you, everyone, for doing service. What a great reading. What a great reminder. I never understood why I would do the things that the first, taking food out of the garbage, not being able to stop, diving into freezers, 3 drive-thrus, and just, it was insanity, and I kept doing it over and over and over, and I finally went to a newcomer meeting, and I didn't stay in Massachusetts. I didn't understand, but for some reason, I felt at home. The next meeting I went to was just an open meeting, and what I saw was I was there for the diet. That's all I could understand. I didn't understand what it really was about, and the woman pulled out her pants, her live jeans, and I'm looking at her, and I say to myself, she's fitting those? It was that visual that got me hooked, because my mentality at the time in the beginning was the diet, but it doesn't matter how it started, because I learned throughout the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous, it's not about the weight. And what I know today is it's all about the higher power working the steps. My little quotes lately have been, I is an illness, we is a wellness. Not N-U-T-S, not using the steps. And what I do is every day I have a daily reprieve. I connect with my higher power. I do the next right thing for my program. That's my medicine. I get the life in between I could never ask for. And right now I am back. My life in between is I'm back in California with someone I met in Florida. I'm going to move back here. This is my home. When I walked into Overeaters Anonymous, they said, welcome home. And now I am back where I need to live for myself and someone. God put this person in my life. God put Overeaters Anonymous in my life. And it's a gift. And without this gift, I get nothing. And I have two choices. I can go to the left with my disease, or I can go to the right with my God. And today, as a compulsive overeater, I'm going to finish up. I'll choose God. So thank you for letting me share. I don't usually come to this meeting, and I appreciate all of you.
Thank you so much, Jamie M. from California. Roz G., please share with us, followed by Dana P.
Good morning. This is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And I appreciate all the shares this morning. They've been so powerful. And just to share my experience, strength and hope on this paragraph is that when I was first introduced to the stories in the back of the book, I was in the relationship program. And it was one of the do's and don'ts is to learn all the facts about alcoholism. And so those stories were amazingly wonderful, and they helped me so much to understand or to get an understanding of what I was going through as a person married to an alcoholic. And I knew I had been to Overeaters Anonymous even prior to that, but I was nowhere near ready to admit powerlessness over compulsive overeating or nothing about the doctor's opinion. And then when I went to OA meetings, we would read those stories in the back of the book, and we never read the first 164 pages. And those stories gave me hope. They gave me fellowship. They gave me identification. And I also, as it was shared earlier, a person showed up to a normal OA meeting that I went to. She was a big book carrier. She had it in her lap. She was radiant, thin, serene. And I wanted what she had. I had to have that thing. And I got involved in big book studies. And I learned the first 164 pages. And I learned that I have a obsession of the mind coupled with an allergy of the body. And that it's a biological issue for me along with an obsession of the mind. And that my disease starts in the mind. I learned that in the doctor's opinion, which I had never read. Or if I did, I don't even remember it, you know? And now that's the first place I take sponsees is the doctor's opinion. So I'm very grateful for what the big book has done to my life. It has revolutionized my life. I experience a psychic change. I am neutral towards food. Sometimes it looks good to me. Lately, I've been obsessing a little bit about watching what Queen Elizabeth ate. And I'm thinking, I want to try that. So, So the disease centers in my mind. I got to get away from that and work, as I heard earlier, work this program like my hair is on fire. And I'm not in a marathon either. So I love that. That's so hopeful and forgiving. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you, Roz G. from California. Dana P., please share with us, followed by Jody H. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service on the line this morning. Dina P., I'm in California. What a great paragraph, right? And then we're talking about how do I relate, how do I connect, and that last little bit there is, says, I must have this thing. And it kind of, you know, for me, as I listen to the paragraph, I realize this is all kind of about the 12th step, too. Oh, my goodness. Apologies. Really, you know, helping others see, to relate. And I heard an amazing talk this morning that I could just really resonate with, this idea that the level of my pain, the intensity of my pain is directly proportional to how separate I am. And separate I am from what? God and his kids. You know, my higher power, spirit of the universe, this life force, and all of you, because each and every one of you is a spark of the divine. So, you know, I can share about what I did with food, what I didn't do with food, and all the crazy behaviors around all that. But really what it boils down to, and I'm happy to talk to anybody about compulsive overeating and purge vomiting, because that part of my disease is quite dramatic, but really not any more dramatic than anyone else. And that's where we begin to relate. And I held all that inside, you know, the shame and the guilt of these behaviors. I held it all inside, and I didn't share it with anybody. And that hiding and that unwillingness to connect on some level is the level of my pain and my separation from all of you. And so I'm just so in awe of this idea. You know, it's not like I'm going to go out in the middle of town square and tell people what I did with food, but I can certainly share my experience, strength, and hope in terms of my recovery and the light that they see in my eyes. But on a one-on-one level, I can share the gory details. And that's what initially begins to help people, helped me to see, wow, I have this thing. So thanks a lot. I'm going to pass with that.
Thank you, Dana P. from California. Jody H., please share with us, followed by Robin P.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. My name is Jody H., and I'm a compulsive overeater from the state of Maine, soon to come from Georgia next week. Anyway, yes, I love the big book. I love this reading. I love this meeting. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for all the shares. I have to say this because this is what the reading's about. I mean, it's being convinced, being in the fellowship, having the support. And I've never in my time in OA ever been to a live meeting. I've just never been to a live meeting because I started in COVID only 2 years ago. And this meeting was really here for me about two and a half, I forget how long, but a few weeks ago I shared on this meeting on a Friday that I had gone back out and had relapsed. And I realized, you know, this is really, this program, this whole meeting is what it's all about. This meeting works. I mean, it has worked for me. Back in 2020, when I first came into the program, I already had a higher power because I've been in 12-step programs since I was 19 and I'm 61. So it's like I've been in 12-step programs. I finally have come to a higher power. In fact, I believe that my higher power divinely brought me to this program. I didn't even know this program existed. And I went to someone in a sister program and I said, I need help. You've shared that you're in a sister program. Are you like in an eating issue or what are you doing? You know, I need help. And she helped me out and she hooked me up with Vision. And yeah, so my denial started early. I mean, I was like probably about 10 years old when I stole a piece of cheese from my neighborhood. We were out in the country and me and my neighbor was a boy and we used to play and I stole a piece of cheese from his refrigerator and for years I denied that I stole that cheese. I had actually convinced myself that I had stolen that cheese. And it got to the point where And when I first came into the program, I was like doing the steps, and I'm like, oh my word, I stole cheese. I really did. I remember now. And, you know, it's just, you know, the denial is so deep when you're in the food. And anyway, so today is great for me. I've only been abstinent since the 10th, but it feels good to be, it feels good. It feels, the support feels good. I'm looking, I've actually researched some meetings down in Georgia and looking to see who's going to live meetings. It looks like there might be some in Atlanta. But anyway, I'm working on this, and I feel like I do need to, like, see somebody. I don't have anybody in my area that I've ever seen in person. And you guys are great, and I want to go to more meetings and stuff. But, yeah, it's the need to see someone is hard. Thank you, and I will pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jody H. from Maine. Just a reminder, we're on page 29, the third paragraph. We hope no one will consider ending at the end of that chapter with the end of that paragraph. Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. And we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. We'll now ask Robin P. to share, and then I'll take more names of those who would like to share as well. Go ahead, Robin. Star one, Robin.
Thank you. I was talking to myself. thank you for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater currently in New Orleans. And oh my gosh. I just know that when I read this paragraph, I just see it's all about how they could be of service to God and their fellows, and that they shared what they shared, hoping that it would make a difference for somebody reading this book. And yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. That's how I felt when I found Vision. And I was so shocked that people called themselves recovered and so grateful. I know the power of words. And, you know, it's just so wonderful to know that I'm recovered, not cured, but recovered. And one day at a time, I'll be working the steps and, you know, helping others through the steps, being of service to God and my fellows. And we're visiting my husband's father has a severe dementia, and they're moving him to a different facility. And we're here doing service because, you know, my abstinence and recovery, I show up so differently than I used to, you know. And my husband and I, he's doing an amazing job. He's cleaning everything out of his apartment, and you know, and we're organizing things, and it's just amazing. God is totally using us here. And then we're going to go to my dad's, who's 95, and then we're touring Europe for 3 months by God's grace. And with, you know, we planned, and we're visiting more than 20 cities and towns, and all of this is because of recovery. And that, you know, before recovery, I don't even think I would have ever done this. But if I did do it, I would have winged it. And we've spent a month planning this, you know, and it's all just through grace. And literally all the fellows on this line, you know, I'm just such a great God squad. And I'm so grateful that I get to be of service to other people, too. And, you know, I feel like I get to, you know, other people will be with us on our journey, you know, and it's a dream come true for me. So God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinence day. Thank you so much for letting me share. Thanks, Don.
Thank you so much, Robin P. And I'm now going to open up the line and take more names. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Terry K.
Terry K.
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Lauren Grace B. New Jersey.
Lauren Grace B.
Adrian
M.
Dion R. And who is the other name?
Adrian M.
Adrian M. And we'll stop there. Okay, I have Terry K., Elaine B., Lauren Grace B., Dion R., and Adrian M. Go ahead, Terry K., get us started, please.
Thank you so much for your service. This is Terry K.
in Tennessee. I'm listed as Missouri on the member list. I have to change that. But, you know, I must have this thing. And, you know, I'm just reminded of when I finally got honest on a fifth step. There was one thing that I was going to take to my grave that I wasn't going to tell anybody because it was just too embarrassing and humiliating and shame-based. And there was this person, this guide, who I never met in person through this meeting. And what did I have to lose? Nothing. And what did I have to gain? Everything. And so I finally shared this thing, and I finally got the gift of the spiritual experience where God was able to remove these defects that blocked me, and I've had, you know, recovery and abstinence since then. And, you know, I grew up being taught that, you know, if you share information, it's going to be used against you. So, you know, why would I do that? And recovery is the first time in my life where when I share information, it's used for me. And that is a true gift, you know. And I've done so many pain ways and diets and had so much body dysmorphia and self-esteem issues surrounding my body. And, you know, for the first time, I maintain the same size clothes. All my clothes are the same size in my closet. They all fit me. My body weight's maintained. I don't obsess about food. I don't eat throughout the day. I have separation time between my meals, and then I eat them, but I don't get ease and comfort from them. When I need ease and comfort, I call you or I go to God, and that is so different, and it gives me this freedom that I never thought I would have. I was really struggling with finally letting go of artificial sweeteners, and last Wednesday, I just woke up, and I had a renewed commitment to do that, and it's been easy, and I've been in shock about it. And so it's progressive, you know, in terms of how clean my program is and how committed I am, and it's okay. But I live a different and a better life today because of this program, and I'm grateful. So I wanted to get on the line because I don't share very often, and I wanted to give service. So with that, I pass. Thank you. And I am an available sponsor.
Thank you so much, Terry Kay, listed from Missouri in the member list, in case you want to contact her. Elaine B., please share with us, followed by Lauren Grace B.
Thank you so much for your service, Dawn, and all these incredible shares. I so appreciate this reading and the fact that there is, you know, a solution. I'm so grateful. So, you know, there's so many different things that I found that I tried. You know, diet center and, you know, different tablets and videos and workout schemes and, you know, trying to abstain from this, trying to abstain from that. But what I really needed was a design for a living, a design for a living where I didn't need to run to Ben and Jerry for ease and comfort. They're always sweet, but they never stick around very long. And, you know, there is a solution. I just love that there's a solution. That's what we're here for. That's what this is all about. And so, what I was able to do was learn, you know, from all of you people when I finally was given the key, which was unlocked when I started coming to a vision for you after a horrific relapse, you know, reading all the daily readings, doing the tools, showing up at meetings, sponsoring people. I did have great success with that. But for those everyday, you know, for the blindsided and for, I didn't have the design for a living. I couldn't figure out how to deal with my emotional nature. I didn't know that it was more important that I built a relationship with a power greater than myself than I had built with a power greater, with, you know, a power that proved greater than me, which was the food, and that I had to surrender. I had to turn. I had to begin building a relationship with the desperation of a dying man. Building a relationship with a higher power, building a relationship onto a rope unfailing, and letting go of those things that gave me that sense of ease and comfort. I liked the feeling of full, but I had to recognize the fact that quantity was not a solution. Full belly did not mean I was okay. I had to fully disclose myself and my problems. And as I did that, I was able to have a spiritual awakening sufficient to bring about recovery when I gave away my fifth step and I saw the ways that I had blocked out God. and that I was trying to run the show and manage things myself. And it helped me let go of the thing that blocked me from God. But I can get blocked from God over and over and over again. So if I'm walking through the grocery store and the red velvet whoopee cushion starts getting up and dancing around, that's God's way of getting my attention, like the dashboard, you know, the caution light or fuel low or, you know, warning signals on my dashboard. Yeah, I used to just pound them and make them hope that they will go away. But now I have a design. I have a design for living. There is a solution. So if you're new, keep coming because there's a solution for you too. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Elaine B. Lauren Grace B., please share with us, followed by Dion R.
Hi, Dawn. Thanks so much for your service. This is Lauren Grace B. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in South Jersey. It is only by fully disclosing ourselves and our problems that they will be persuaded to say, yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. This shows me that I have no shame with my past experiences, that my experiences can actually be a bridge that allows me to help other people. Because when I get a new sponsee and I tell them where I've been, they know that I'm a safe person to share with, because even though the details of our compulsion might be different, our story has many similarities. Also, the part about fully disclosing, I remember years ago there was a slogan, we are sick as our secrets, and I completely believe that the enemy, our disease, would have us believe that we can't share what's going on with us because someone will be mad or we'll get in trouble or we're ashamed, but we all know that isn't true. And fortunately, God has given me the grace to be completely honest. That's just something I just cannot live with myself if I'm not honest, in or out of the food. He's given me the grace to be honest with my food and actions. And I've learned to tell on myself. I've heard somebody else say, I don't know if it was on this line or somewhere else, that they always tell on themselves, even if it seems like a small thing. And God's given me the grace to tell on myself to God and to my sponsor and those I owe amends to. And that's been a tremendous relief. If I'm willing to tell on myself, I don't have to carry my burdens around. I can turn them over. And also, if I have had relapses and slips in the past, they end quickly because I'm willing to tell my sponsor, this is what I did. It wasn't right. I want to do the steps over. And by God's grace, they've never lasted long. So that's all I'd like to share. I hope everybody has a wonderful, abstinent, God-filled day.
Thank you so much, Lauren Grace B. Dion R., please share with us, followed by Adrian M.
Hi, good morning. This is Dion R., very grateful to be a part of the solution. Whew, we hope no one considers this self-revealing accounts in bad taste. Well, I did that too. You know, it was either all or nothing. I'm going to hold it all in. And I was dying, you know, which led to wanting to have knee replacements and all kind of replacements, whatever they want. I'm like, okay, so what? I'll become this bionic woman. It didn't matter. I did not want to admit the sick secrets that was holding me in bondage. Bondage of self, my spiritual, keeping me from the solution and my true self, my real me, you know, my loving Dion. Even my not-so-loving Dion, I still know who I am today, and I love it. But, yes, I remember sharing once in a meeting. I got it all, some stuff, like the first reader shared some of that self-revealing stuff. And the key is, the room got quiet. You could have dropped a pen. But afterwards, everybody came up like, I did that, too. And some of their stuff was even a little more hideous than what I thought. So it gave me identity because someone was like, either share it or you wear it, share it or you wear it. And this one guy, oh, bless his heart, about 10, 12 years ago, he said, you know what, you don't have to share everything up there on the podium. You know, something you keep to your sponsor, which I didn't know. They say share it or wear it, and I didn't want to wear it no more. So just the gift of the program and knowing that I have no secrets from my higher power, I have no secrets from myself unless he reveals it, like that onion reveals something else, I don't know. But what he does, I can share with another human being. But there's no one human being can know all my crap. They couldn't hold it. They just couldn't hold it. It would be too much. But thank God for Overeaters Anonymous and many programs like that. They helped me to walk through it, let it go, so it wouldn't kill me. And yes, I'm one of them too. I must. That's why I show up. Because if I don't show up, my disease is going to show out. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of the solution. Keep on keeping on. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Dion R. Adrian M., please share with us.
Oh, good morning, everyone. This is Adrian M. from Florida, recovered bulimic compulsive overeater. I must have this thing. You bet. And I'm going to apply it to how it applies to my life today. My wonderful sister is visiting me, and I'm finding I'm having the most difficulty working step 10 with the person closest to me, the person I love the most, my sister. And I'm finding that I have unfinished emotional work with her, competition, resentment, guilt, jealousy. And as a result, I'm showing up more reactive and sometimes more volatile towards her, which is really a wake-up call as to how I'm showing up. And I'm looking that it's bringing out more of me, more fear, more resentment, more anger, more reactivity, and really looking at that. It's also bringing out more love, more caring, more generosity, more sacrifice. But it's also making me realize I need to do more step 10s with my God squad and really get out there and process, because I don't want to take this out on her. Sarah isn't trying to insult me or attack me. She's not waking up in the morning and going, I wonder how I can make Adrian's life miserable. And I'm not saying that either. It's just been uncomfortable. So there's no reason to fight. So I am asking God continuously throughout the day to please take my impatience and my emotional fragility away from me. And I'm finding that it is working, that this is part of the magic of step 10. That I can say to Sarah, hold on, this is not how I want to show up. I want to show up as love to you and acceptance and do the turnaround. And reading acceptance on page 417, turning the glasses around. And when I complain about God's handiwork, when I complain about Sarah, I'm complaining about God's handiwork and what a shift that's been to me. And I really appreciate the wisdom and love that I'm getting from my God squad doing my 10th step. I must have this thing. And the promises and benefits are wonderful. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Adrian M. from Florida. We'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
You betcha. Good morning. This is Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Petoskey, Michigan. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then, thank you for letting me do service, and I'll pass.